Joining us right now at 9:33, it's SLU Chaffetz School of Business Professor Jerome Katz, and we're looking at unions and the auto and airline industry this week. So let's start, Jerome, with the auto industry. Stellantis, and which is Chrysler. Sometimes it's hard to keep up with the names. And the UAW, they reached a long-term deal in 2023, but is that deal maybe changing?
Well, that's what the UAW is concerned about. One of the aspects of that deal was that the Dodge Durango SUV would be made in Detroit. And a Windsor, Ontario, Canada newspaper reported that a Canadian automobile industry analyst was saying that actually the Durango is going to be made in Ontario. And those are fighting words for the UAW. They actually have filed a complaint with the National Labor Relations Board about that and a couple of other things. And what's really happened, even though the UAW and Stellantis signed an agreement in 23, they have been fighting about everything since then. One of the things Stellantis did was lay off some people, and the UAW is contending that is in violation of the contract. So there's a lot of contention there, even though they've got a working agreement.
What about the airline industry? Boeing, their union is on strike. This is impacting the company on a large scale. What could happen here if this isn't resolved soon?
Well, the part of Boeing that's on strike is in Seattle, and that's the group that makes the commercial planes, 737, 777, that sort of thing. The crew here in St. Louis make military aircraft, and they're not on strike. And in fact, the good news is that the government pays their bills on time, as long as there's no default. And that, so Boeing's St. Louis operations is continuing, is essential for Boeing to have the money to keep operating. So there isn't, although the chief financial officer of Boeing said, yes, there may be furloughs for employees and managers, it's unlikely much of that would happen here in St. Louis. I think the St. Louis operation is going to continue pretty much as it is because Boeing needs the money, and they would be in trouble with the federal government if they stopped making the planes here in St. Louis. But 30,000 Boeing workers on strike can't be a good thing for Boeing.
Jerome Katz is joining us. He, of course, is our business analyst, SLU Chaffetz School of Business professor. Thanks so much for the time this morning.
Have a great week.